Scorpions Avenue.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Scalabro Country, the virus edition, a.k.a. the Pandy Pods.
A.k.a. Two Jews, No Rod Cruz.
A.k.a. the Pods That Are Pandy by Jason and Randy.
Heyo.
Guys, we got good stories for you. We want to dig into them. How you doing? First of all, how was the weekend? Hope you had a good weekend. Hope you're now approaching this as we step forward. And I think this is still, on this Monday, the 31st, this is still part of the weekend.
Memorial Day.
Memorial
Day.
Happy
holiday. You're in the middle of your holiday weekend.
Hope you're having a good holiday. I always love Memorial Day. I mean, obviously, you're memorializing people who fought for this country on some level, but I always loved Memorial Day because
it marks the beginning of the summer.
Right. And didn't they always do, like, we always used to go to the pool, our neighbor's pool, and there would be a great pool gap. Gathering, barbecue. Yeah. And wouldn't they count down the top 500 classic rock hits of all time?
All Memorial Day weekend long.
That was my favorite thing in the world. And the top 10 would always kind of jockey for position in St. Louis. KC95.
Layla, it was like, by Derek and the Dominos.
Always up at the top.
Light My Fire by the Doors.
Stairway to Heaven.
Always
Free
up there.
Bird.
Free
always
Bird
up there. Was always up there. Yeah. There was a Who song that would always be up
Beatles
there.
Beatles song.
Yeah, exactly. So that was good thoughts, good vibes, and I hope today is providing that for you guys. And we're here to just give you for that. If you're taking a walk, if you're washing dishes, if you're hanging out, if you're by the barbecue grill and you're grilling out, let us be that soundtrack for you today. And we've got a fun story, so let's jump into it right now.
I feel like, Rand, no one wants to know much about the school bus drivers of this world.
Right.
Meanwhile, we shouldn't want to know everything about
right.
them.
There should be like background checks on the people who are doing the background checks.
Because we are basically trusting them with the lives of our kids every day.
Twice a day.
So we hope at worst that they're high.
That
they're on an edible. That's it. At best, that they're not former Catholic priests.
That's right.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's pretty safe to say that we don't want them carrying firearms on the bus.
No.
Even if their firearm is legally registered.
Yeah, if it's legally registered, great. Put that in the van that you live in down by the river.
Maybe the school bus driver, that's the one job, certainly for an elementary school, that you don't need a gun.
Yeah.
At.
And you know what people are going to say? What about school shooters?
I don't know if there's been any mass shootings on school buses. I'm not saying it hasn't happened. I've looked it up.
It's not as prevalent.
Look, if you absolutely must bring your gun to work with you every day and you drive a school bus, maybe keep it in a holster.
Or in your pants and have it unloaded.
That's where we are in this next story.
Oh, my God.
Which I cannot believe.
But here we go.
A bus driver accused of bringing a loaded gun onto a school bus is expected to be in court today.
Oh, the gun was loaded.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that. The gun is also loaded. Not that I'd expect it to be empty, but
that's even more egregious.
It feels more dangerous.
It does.
Police say the gun fell out of the driver's pocket while he was cleaning the bus after elementary students were dropped off.
At least he was doing his job.
I hate it when that happens. When you're emptying a loaded gun. Let me do that again. I hate when that happens. When you're carrying a loaded gun around. A bunch of elementary kids are on your bus. It just falls out of your pants.
You don't notice it.
Of course you don't notice it.
It's got to happen all the time.
It's just a heavy gun.
It happens to the best.
That's in your pants, and suddenly it's out of your pants.
It happens to the best of us.
Right? Police arrested David Tripp, 65, on Friday.
Remember Linda Tripp?
Yeah.
Remember Linda?
This could be her husband.
That's right.
This guy's a trip.
This guy's straight tripping.
65. Feels really old to be driving elementary kids around. Am I right?
Think about the people who are 65 in your life. Would you trust them with the lives of a bunch of kids who weren't wearing seatbelts?
Yeah. That's what kids on a bus are. I think he's like, you should not have your options be drive elementary school bus or be a greeter at Walmart.
Yeah.
Like it's those aren't the two things. Like gathering a bunch of carts up and bringing them back in, that's different than like, you know, negotiating a turn while having a loaded gun in your back
pocket. That's right.
Even though the bus driver had a license to carry, he faces several charges, including reckless endangerment of a child and carrying a firearm on campus.
Yeah, you cannot do that.
Even if you have a license.
I don't care if you have a license. Like, you should not have that license anymore.
Let's just say this for all the people who are going to try and come at us for one second. We're not saying you can't own a gun. Just saying, don't bring it on the school bus with elementary kids.
And don't load it, and don't let it just stick in your pants like your Plexico Burris up in the club.
Tripp has been banned from transporting students from Norfolk Public Schools and King Philip Regional School District, but his employment status remains in question with the bus company.
Just move him to a new district and keep quiet about it, right?
I guess it's hard to find bus drivers. Probably. I'm assuming that's like not a job that a lot of people want.
It's like the McDonald's fry cook of transportation.
Right, because you're kind of like a substitute teacher for these kids because you have to put up with their shit.
That's right.
You can't really discipline them. You're just like, let me just get them to school.
Hey, you know how hard driving is during rush hour? We're going to now have crazy kids fighting each other in the back of your vehicle
and ask you to keep it safe.
Mm-hmm.
Police say that Tripp was cleaning the bus on Thursday after dropping off Norfolk Elementary School students, and the loaded 45 caliber handgun fell out of his pocket.
And he didn't notice it.
So again, loaded 45 falls out of your pocket?
So if you're not noticing when the loaded 45, like to me, if
you gotta make up a better excuse.
I'm constantly like looking for my phone. If my phone, I'm like, you would have to know if a loaded 45 was in your pocket and then not in your pocket.
So Tripp didn't know it was back there until he heard the 7th and 8th graders talking about the gun when they were boarding on the back of the bus.
Yeah. That's great.
Whoops. Yeah. Kids, that's mine. Can you just pass it up to the front?
And no one pull the trigger.
Yeah. It's totally loaded.
I forgot to put the safety on as well, but then again,
just be extra careful.
What am I supposed to do? Okay. I got to drive you kids around. I can't be worried about like the safety on and off my loaded gun.
Fortunately, police say, and with 7th and 8th graders.
Sure.
Fortunately, police say none of the kids picked the gun up, and Tripp put it in his pocket and continued his route.
I'll tell you something. The kids were really quiet the rest of that trip.
Anyone who mentions this to anyone, I will shoot you in the face.
Look, kids were very well disciplined for the rest of that entire school year.
Tripp never reported the incident to police or school officials.
Yeah, because he didn't want to get fired because he knew he did something wrong.
But a parent called the police.
Good. Good. Be a narc. That's your job as a parent, to be a narc.
Of course, a kid told his parents, yeah, you should.
I'm on their side for this.
Yeah.
Quote, our town is very quiet. You know, it's a great place to live. So I don't understand why you would have a gun while you were driving the bus, said Sue Kinnear of Franklin.
To feel like a man again, I guess.
That's why, Sue.
Because he can't do it just in his own body.
You don't think a bus driver would be that irresponsible, said Mel Kinnear.
Yeah.
Usually bus drivers are such pillars of the community,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they're great stand-up citizens that people don't know enough about.
That's like saying, yeah, who would have thought that the guy who ran the strip club had a coke problem?
Yeah.
So surprising.
Who would have thought that the guy who did a full cycle of steroids would have a temper like that?
Yeah. Yeah, would throw those weights at that other person.
Who would have thought that drifter could have been so unreliable? I mean, that's essentially what you're saying.
Who would have thought that a guy like Jose Canseco would want so much publicity? It's a shock. It's just surprising.
Thank you.
Back to Tripp. Why does he need a loaded gun with kids?
Exactly.
That's
exactly
what they said. Was he worried that a gang of third graders were going to start, you know, get on the bus and start whipping out switchblades?
Maybe. You got to keep the peace.
Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll hear the rest of this.
What the police had to say on the other side of this break.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. If you're not following us or subscribe to the YouTube page, great stuff, great full videos of this on the YouTube page, plus cheap seats and other great things. Sklarbro Country, subscribe. We'd love to have you on there. And then follow us on all of our socials. We are at Sklar Brothers on TikTok, on Instagram, and Facebook, and just anything, Twitter. Let's do it, Jay. When we left, a school bus driver had a loaded gun fall out of his pocket, and the kids found it. Yay!
Didn't notice it. Yay! And then he decided not to report it.
So when police actually initially asked Tripp about the incident, he lied.
Hold on a second.
He doesn't seem like the kind of guy that would lie about something
That's
like this.
That's so out of character for Tripp.
Tripp be tripping.
Tripp's license to carry will be suspended, and if he has any other firearms, they will be seized.
Yeah, get ready for him to come back and shoot up the entire bus company.
That's how it goes these days. We talk about this
you
all the time.
You can't tell anyone they've done anything wrong.
Especially if they have guns.
Yep.
Starting today, counselors will be on hand if students need help or want to talk about the incident.
Guarantee you they won't want to talk to these counselors.
No. They should hire a few counselors for Tripp, though.
Yeah. That would be great. That's the guy who needs the counselor.
The message for students is that they did a phenomenal job of doing exactly what they should have done, notify an adult, and didn't handle the firearm themselves, said Paul Zini.
They did do the right thing.
The King of the King Philip Regional School District Superintendent.
Narc on this dude.
Narc on him like your life depends on it, because oftentimes it does.
It does. If this is your bus driver, it does depend on it.
Let me go back to what I was saying before about not being able to fire. So we're at a point now where this is a guy who has guns.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's made it clear that he has guns. So you're stuck in a situation where you're like, well, we can't fire him. He's going to come back mad.
He's going to fire on us.
He's going to get a job at another school. He's going to take it out on the kids. Like, so now we're basically America, and we're all in abusive relationships mm-hmm. that we cannot get out of. Mm-hmm. We're like, we are for fear of death. That's how abusers stay in relationships.
That's right.
They just say to you, like, well, I wouldn't do that. Mm-hmm. You're going to be sorry. So then instead of being happy, you're just going to go around your entire life and live with this horrible
It's like the
situation.
Guy pulled back his jacket to reveal to the jacket of his life to reveal his gun.
Yeah, maybe that was his ploy. Let me let the gun fall out of my pocket, slide to the back of the bus.
Because I don't want
to
get fired.
Right. And then you'll never fire me because of for fear of what I might do.
Mm-hmm.
This is insane.
Insanity.
Fire his ass.
All right, guys, that's the show. Stay connected, stay protected, don't get infected. This is not a hoax.
But we got the jokes.
We will see you tomorrow.
La-dee-da-da-da-da. In my car. A podcast network.